Am I the a-hole for not letting my neighbors use my yard? Well, maybe you should stay off their lawn. But this comes from Odd Try 3520, who says, I, female 26, recently bought a house with my husband. Hey, congrats. Our house is a beachfront house with an amazing yard. Double congrats.
Damn, they rich.
The backyard is designed to basically look like a hidden oasis. It has a pool, a hot tub, water fountains on the side, and a small slide, all surrounded by trees and plants.
They triple rich.
Dude, the trees give us privacy from both houses next to us, but still gives us a view of the beach. God. The backyard is why we bought the home, and we already spend the majority of our time being back there, even when my husband works. The entire backside of the house is mostly glass, so it's also what we see when we are in the house. It is definitely the focal point of our home.
Hey, sounds like a great backside to be a focal point.
Oh, God. Yesterday, we started the construction on a new fence. The fence goes around the backyard with a gate only to the beach, so you either have to go through the house to go to the beach to get to our backyard.
So basically, they've privatized the beach.
They've kind of privatized their access to it.
Which I think in some places is illegal.
It could be illegal.
Yeah. I know in places in California, like if you privatize beach access, like this is a no-no.
Do we call the feds on them?
I think we do.
Let's go.
Eat the rich, baby.
Swat them. We didn't think anything of it before I got a knock on my door this morning from someone who lives in the condos across the street from us. Might be correctly predicting this.
Dude, my mom's an architect. What can I say?
I'll be a little impressed, honestly. I have seen her a few times, but we never really talked. She introduced herself and then asked about what we were building in our yard. I just told her that we wanted to put up a fence before tourists start coming. This was recommended to us by our realtor. Mary, the neighbor, kind of looked shocked and asked if we were putting a gate on the front or anything. I said no, and that we already had a landscaper come and look to get more plants put around it. She then asked me if I could put a gate on the front. Your neighbor asking you to put a gate in front of your house.
Depends on the laws. You might have to.
Why? I'm curious why.
So the public can have beach access, because if you don't have any gates, they won't be able to get into the beach.
Oh, okay. So maybe if Opie's house is literally the only access point or the land around it.
Yeah, potentially.
Okay. I didn't really understand this, so I asked her to clarify, thank you, when she explained that the previous owners would let people from the condo walk through their yard to get to the beach, because otherwise they would have to walk 5 minutes down the street to get onto the beach where there are a lot of tourists. Our street leads to private beach, so there isn't many people. So basically, there is a way to get to the beach, but they have like a prime, beautiful shortcut directly through their land.
Yeah.
Directly through their land. Which, like, it sounds like, oh, 5 minutes, but like, if this is like a quick little 30 seconds versus having to go all the way around every time, I could see why a bunch of people are like,
up in arms.
Can I just like,
let me just go through,
slide through, you know? Yeah.
And also, like, it sounds like the beach access is way better, but I guess you could like U around and get to that same spot and walk along the beach.
There's still access. There's still access, it seems. She said that mostly everyone in the condo started doing this over the past few years, especially people with kids or even letting their kids go to the beach alone. She also said that they would let people use their pool if they texted and asked.
Bro, yeah, the last people, like, they let us use their land, let us use their pool. Like, honestly, they just let us inside. We could use one of the rooms, help themselves to the fridge. Yeah, Fiji water, right? I really like Fiji water. That's what the last owners
they
had.
They got us a new maid. They took care of us, some masseuses.
They just would give us money every once in a while. You should really be like the last owners. I swear this is all 100% true.
These owners just became Google.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
this is crazy.
I mean, I could see this person kind of lying to get their way, potentially.
Honestly, that totally could be the case. I immediately told her that no one would be in my yard unless I knew them. She obviously got upset by this and then said that basically everyone in the condos would be upset by this as well.
Well, it's my house.
It's my house.
My rules. Unless the rules are in violation of city codes.
There you go. Unless the big man is coming for me.
Yeah.
I ain't serving you.
This You're is not my walking house. On my property.
That's right.
You're not getting your stinky feet on my fresh cut grass.
I told her that I understand why they want to use my yard and that it's just to pass through, but I hate the idea of people being in my backyard and having random people walk through, which I understand. I completely understand.
If random people are walking through our place all the time, I would be like, who the fuck are you?
You just like don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's what.
Yeah. She started getting mad at me for it and saying that I am ruining a lot of people's way of life by blocking off this path.
Oh, come on. Go 5 minutes more.
Yeah.
You know, go 5 minutes around.
Yeah. She claimed that a lot of people let their kids during the summer go to the beach through this way, and a lot of the kids can't walk to the popular spots. The beach is kind of quiet where we are. I did get annoyed and told her that I don't really care and that I will not let people into my yard. She tried to bring up the pool.
Like, well, can you at least let us use the pool?
Hey, you won't give me a raise, but will you just buy me a house?
Like, yeah, I know.
What are we doing here? She tried to bring up the pool, but I just told her that I wasn't going to talk about it anymore.
That is a crazy thing to go up to someone and be like, hey, like, I want to continuously use your pool whenever I want.
Maybe if you're like super homies and it's like, you know, but basically a stranger, like someone you've just seen around the neighborhood. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot to ask.
That's a lot.
Hey, you know what? Props on you for asking, though. Hey, you never know until you ask.
Shooting your shot. This was yesterday afternoon, and I've already seen people standing outside the condos and pointing to my house. The enemy army is rising.
I know. The barbarians are going at the gates of hell.
Let us in. Let us in. I even had someone run over to talk to me and ask if I was really gating off the beach path. I've talked to both my neighbors who agree with me, but my friend and sister are both saying that I am in the wrong. So am I the a-hole? Ladies and gentlemen, we have relevant comments. We have an update, but Sam, everyone in the comment section is OP the a-hole.
I don't think the a-hole for not letting random people use your pool.
Yeah.
Especially if you have young kids.
Yeah.
Like, not the a-hole for that. If they wanted to be the angel, what they could do, and this is what a lot of homes in California do to make sure they adhere to Section 3, Article 8 of the Malibu Homeowners Code.
Oh, wow.
Which is having public access to the beach and having at least a beach path.
So right.
What that means is you, and also I was fucking with you guys about Section 3, Article 8. But like,
you had
like all they did is like, okay, yes, you might own this land, but they put the fence a little bit over so there's a pathway that's still accessible, but you still have the privacy of your own yard.
Yeah. Like, hey, we built you guys this pathway, but here's the fence blocking off our whole yard over here.
Yeah.
You guys can walk through here.
Yeah. So if you wanted to be the angel, that's what you could do.
Yeah. I'm not about it. Unless there's like a full on revolt, then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll build you guys like a little fenced in path.
The king will allow the peasants to walk through his land.
A little cage for you to crawl through to reach the beach. So the prize at the end. I do not like this at all. I do not like this.
I'm very curious what the actual laws are.
Yes. Well, we might get to that because we have some relevant comments. First one from Groundbreaking 2201. I'm a bit confused. Do these condo owners have access to this private beach? If so, it's on their landowner/manager to provide that. If not, then they really have no argument regardless. That's a good point. Either way, easy, not the a-hole. Private property is private property. Plain and simple. OP. It is not technically a private beach. There just isn't a public entrance unless you walk down the street. So it's like the way that the beach is configured, you have to like go through the street, like street parking lot, probably like the whole grand entrance, versus like I could just walk down this path and I'm instantly on the sand and it's like beautiful and easy. Vanderson comments, not the a-hole. If anything happens to these people on your property, you are liable.
That's a good point.
Another great point. Who cares what happened in the past? The previous owners aren't the owners anymore. You are. Like the saying goes, your house, your rules. You also don't want people littering or destroying your yard. Absolutely true. They have to walk 5 minutes. Oh, boo-hoo. Your friend and your sister don't own your property. Tame Laguana 1 says, what exactly did your friend and sister say which make you in the wrong? If this isn't bait, ... Opie says, my sister feels like it's a rich person issue and they're not hurting anyone. I mean, it is a rich person issue, but that doesn't mean that they should just be able to like go on your
yeah,
land anytime you want. What if you want to go out there, you know, sunbathe?
Yeah, what,
you
know, if you want to be nude?
A little naked, you know, you want some privacy, you know. Then you got Bob and his freaking, you know,
with his binoculars looking at your wiener.
Yeah, no,
you don't want that.
Get out of here.
Unless you're into that.
Unless you're into it.
I don't need binoculars.
Damn, 2020 vision Riley over here.
Oh, I just have a big cock.
You don't need binoculars to see your own penis?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Riley. Big Dick Riley has entered the building, ladies and gentlemen.
He can see his own penis, which apparently is something not most people can do.
Yeah, that is true. Sexual window.
Yeah, my mom's going to be pissed.
Yeah, for real.
She won't watch this one. Sophia's not in it.
True.
My friend
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been like, a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It feels like anyone should have access to the beach, and it's rude to make parents with kids walk down during the summer. Ladies and gentlemen, Riley, Samuel, we have an update to the saga.
Oh. Riley, can you quickly look up what are the Los Angeles County public beach access rules as it pertains to private property?
I will say, this isn't a direct argument for this, but I have heard one person break down, like, how crazy is it if you like buy a condo in like a high rise building, you basically own a square of air.
That is crazy.
And that's
crazy.
Kind of a preposterous concept.
That is crazy.
When you think about it.
Yeah. Because what if they could just like knock it down?
Then your air is gone.
All right. In Los Angeles, public access to beaches is a right protected under California law, including both wet sand areas up on the edge of wet sand and many dry sand areas. Despite this, some homeowners have been known to block access with signs or physical barriers, which is illegal and can result in hefty fines. The California Coastal Commission enforces these rules and has the authority to impose penalties for violations that impair public access, such as unauthorized placements of gates, fences, or no parking signs, with fines up to $11,250 per day.
Whoa.
Per violation.
Wow.
In California, they might be doing something illegal.
Maybe they're not in California. And also, it's unclear to me how close to the, because if they're literally on the beach and like doing that, I feel like that's different than like a swath of, yeah, I guess it, what is the beach? Define what, the beach.
What is a beach?
What is a beach?
What is a beach?
La playa.
¿Dónde está? Vamos a la playa. Oh, 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 oh. You know the song?
No.
Yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We have an update.
Yes!
I just wanted to start by thanking everyone for their suggestions. I did want to cover a few things. I do have a fence around my pool area. This is just to protect my yard.
Bart.
Secondly, we have indoor and outdoor cameras all around the house. Some are visible, some are hidden. We do already have a sign up that says that we are recording. The fence will also be finished tomorrow afternoon, so it shouldn't be too long for us to have it up. I also called our local police, and they said they did not have a right to use private property to access the beach, so everything is clear for me to move forward with. I mean, you literally call... So,
I guess maybe for the given the California rules, you just can't put barriers on public property to prevent people.
Yeah. So if you have like a house overlooking a long, maybe like path that gets to the beach, but doesn't actually begin on the public beach land.
Yep.
That's where it's like,
yeah. So as long, yeah, if they're private property, it's fine.
So you probably could technically build a fence all the way up until the legally defined point
of your property.
The beach,
yeah.
Which is probably pretty close in some cases. The previous owners had the house for 10 years and let only people use it for the past 3 years, so it's not long enough for any legal action to force me to give up my yard, per our lawyer. OP's dotting their I's and crossing their T's, it looks like.
Wait, so if it was longer, they would have to give up their yard?
There might be, like, I don't know.
Maybe precedent?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you go to court and they're like, hey, this has been happening. I guess, like, if something's been going on like for, like, 50 to 100 rights. Years, yeah, can you squat on people's
that's
beach access?
That's insane.
That's interesting. I called my realtor this morning, and the owners called me after she talked to them and said a lot about the situation. They told me they only use the house as a vacation home, and so they did let people cross during the summer, but when they were there, they put up a sign telling people not to use the path. So when they're not on vacation there, they're like, hey guys, give us our privacy. But they're like, hey, look, if we're not there, go ahead.
That's fine.
We're not here.
I have an okay story time about something similar.
Uh-oh. Okay. Ooh. Story time. Stay till the end. They said they didn't let people do it at first, but when they weren't home, people just did it anyways. They also allowed certain people to use their pool only when they were in it themselves. It was never a free-for-all pool, and they never even put the cover on it before leaving. The previous owners did also say that it was smart to put up a fence and recommended calling the condo manager.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, even the manager, like, these guys were like, the stories of my death are greatly exaggerated or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This tale of this open land of pools and paths
when
is a lie.
You had free reign on every piece of water that you saw and every blade of grass that your foot touched. It's a lie.
Now the iron fist is slamming down on your dirty feet. When I did call the condo manager, they asked if we could find middle ground because they know a lot of residents use my yard and kind of made it sound like they told residents that they could use the path, which, like, that's crazy. That,
it's OP's yard.
And I bet they do. Like, guys, we have amazing, imagine they're like, we have exclusive access
exclusive
to the beach
access
through this person's property that is not ours. My neighbor thinks that they used it as a selling point because
probably
they were
like 30 seconds from the beach.
Terrible, but like genius if it was legitimate.
Yeah.
Amazing, but like it's not, so yeah.
The condo should pay them to take down a portion of the fence. Idea.
Talk to me.
If this is such a selling point, say you can rent a strip of land for us for $10,000 a month.
Bro, $10,000? You got a whole condo building.
That's
try $100,000 a month.
Let's fucking go.
Give it to me.
Let's fucking go.
My neighbor thinks that they used it as a selling point because there were times where they would point towards our house specifically while people were looking at condos. Either way, my husband is having our lawyer send the condo a letter stating that no residents are allowed in our yard for any reason, so that way we have legal writing with them. Like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
We told you, buddy. So basically, people have used our yard in the past, but my husband and I are not allowing it. I get them using it if we had it as a vacation home, but we are living in it year round. So A lot of my neighbors who live in the houses have messaged me and said they're really happy I'm cutting off the path, so I feel like it's the right move. I've already put up no trespassing and no beach access signs and had permanent ones for the front of our yard and on the fences. I'm also putting a privacy fence in the front and adding trees in the front so it's harder for people to jump it. Imagine people just started like jumping over their things and like going into the pool. And
yeah, dude.
It's like, you can't stop all of us. We rushed the wall and gone. We are also connecting our gate to the neighbors so that way there isn't a spot on the side they can try and squeeze through. They're like banding together their kingdoms to like keep the peasants from overtaking us.
Oh man, that's rough.
Either way, I'm going to cut off the path and I kind of don't care if they hate me for it. Thank you everyone for your suggestions.
I don't think OP's doing really anything legally wrong.
Yeah, not legally wrong. It seems like they went through the proper things to check that.
Yeah, it does suck that they're cutting off beach access for the rest of the land.
Yeah.
But like, it is their property, so.
Yeah, like if my apartment had that, I would be like, yo, let's freaking see if we can get this beach path right here, because that sounds sick.
Yeah, yeah, and like, just like, oh, just like cut out a little sliver for us. You know, please.
We'll just squeeze it in between.
I've squeezed through many a beach house path before.
That's true.
And it's great when you can do it.
Yeah.
Because the private beaches are so much better.
They're private.
Dude, exclusive. They're exclusive. Even. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think OP's being an a-hole. It's their land. They're fine. They're chilling.
OP's not the a-hole. Do you think OP can ever not be perceived as the a-hole? Because it is the rich person.
It's a total rich person privileged thing to do. Yeah. So yeah, you're going to look like an asshole for cutting off like beach access to the public. But are you actually an asshole? I don't necessarily think so.
Okay, Sam, but you know what would make you not the... Sam, what happened?
I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
No, you're lying to me right now.
No.
You're actually being an a-hole for like... You're not saying.
John, I think your memory is addled from all of your years of living.
Wow. that's where we're going in this improv.
John has been overcome with early onset, it seems, dementia.
Guys.
Early?
I'm breaking.
Late stage dementia.
Right on time.
You know what? I'll give you props for that because that was hilarious. All right, Sophia.
Yeah.
What is this next story?
Oh, this next story. It's a doozy.
It's gonna give it to you, isn't it?
What is it?
Story time.
Oh yeah. Actually, let's screw your story. Let's hear Riley's okay story time.
Back home in North Carolina, we had a neighbor that had a pool, and he would let us use it during the summers. But he said we could come anytime. But my grandma made a rule and was like, we'll only go when he's not there. So we got to enjoy the pool. And I'm spoiled by pools now because he had a really good pool.
I'm almost like, is that worse? Because then it's like, you could go and then...
He had like a way to enter the pool from the outside. So it wasn't like through his house or through the driveway.
Shout out to that. I mean, that's how you make a community, right?
We did that with our neighbors when I was a little. It was like one of the first houses that we moved into after Australia.
Yeah.
And we had a pool. And so we would let our neighbors, and our neighbors had a trampoline. So we had a trade system where we had like a ladder that was always there. So they could like come climb over, or we could climb over there.
Ooh.
It's also different like with kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I feel like I'd be like, oh, like my kids' little friends want to come over. Like, that's awesome. Versus like some
random,
nasty adults. Just some grimy, fully grown
humans. You don't know
where
they've been.
Dude, who knows?
Rolling mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Please.
But I got a story for you.
Well, you got a story for me, eh?
Yeah. Am I the a-hole for turning off the Wi-Fi while my roommate was streaming because he's been late on rent? What would you do if I turned off the Wi-Fi while you were streaming?
Honestly, that might be the only thing that will get the Worm Army to revolt against
you. Yeah, that's true.
Killing the live stream.
Sacrificing,
unless it's part of the queen taking her kingdom, like you will only stream when I decree.
Yeah, I say you can do nothing without me. I run this stream.
That's true.
Yeah,
we're just
it becomes a dictatorship.
Yes, All hail the queen.
Chipotle Nulled 38 says, I've got this roommate. Let's call him Jake. Jake's a pretty big live streamer on Kick and Twitch.
Sounds like competition.
Sounds like a little bit of competition. No, we don't want that. Pulling in around 10K viewers each stream.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of good.
Hey, total or concurrent? Okay, buddy.
It does say each stream. Dude's making bank, no doubt about it. He always brags, and I know how much popular streamers make. We've been sharing this apartment for a bit, and things were cool until the rent issue popped up. Jake's been late on his share of the rent for the third consecutive month. It's not that he can't pay, it's more like he won't, because he's too caught up in his streaming world and I guess being a bit lazy about his responsibilities. He's a cool guy overall, aside from this.
How is he so caught up? He's like, dude, my chat wasn't telling me to pay my rent, so like, freaking obviously, why would I do that?
No one in the Discord reminded me.
Come on.
I didn't explicitly say that the donations were for my rent, so I can't use that money for the rent.
My freaking mods are like, bro, you need to stop all this rent talk and get back to streaming.
Yeah, they're telling me to read more stories. I don't know
what
to tell you.
They said another hour, not more rent.
Exactly. Our lease is pretty strict about payments, and it's putting me in a tough spot with the landlord. I've covered for him before, thinking it was a one-time thing, but it's become a pattern. We've had talks about it, and each time Jake assures me it won't happen again. Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. The last straw was this past month. He missed the rent deadline again, and there he was in the middle of another big stream. Something snapped in me. And I decided to take action. I went online, accessed our Wi-Fi router setting, and disabled the internet access for his devices. Midstream, everything on his end just froze. Chaos in his online world, I guess. I was watching and his chat was going crazy. It was hilarious. After I cut off the Wi-Fi, Jake was furious. Once he realized what happened, he stormed into my room, yelling about his stream crashing and how much money he lost because of it. He even threatened to kick me out, despite us both being on the lease, and said he'd make sure I regretted messing with his work. He's been giving me the cold shoulder since, and the vibe in our apartment is super tense.
Low key, I'm going to say OP's the a-hole. Because...
Talk to me.
Yeah,
talk to me.
Yeah. He has not directly... gone to him and said, hey, buddy, you need to pay, or like asked him or reminded him earlier. And this is a passive aggressive move. He's the a-hole.
I think he has gone to him before.
What was mentioned on?
Let's see. The rent issue is not, I don't know. Maybe he hasn't specifically, OP never specifically said that he talked to him.
I kind of like assumed, and I would kind of almost have to assume generally that you would ask your like roommate to pay the rent.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's not explicit, maybe he hasn't directly
just like paying the rent.
He's just like sending him signals, like he's like, hey, I made you a bowl of soup, and it's like SpaghettiOs with like pay your rent spelled out. He's just like trying to drop like, all
I
these
can't
hints.
Read.
It's like I gave
he's
you the SpaghettiOs.
He's in the chat and like it's like different bot accounts.
Yeah.
Like pay your rent this month. Don't forget.
The best streamers take care of the rents.
10 best rent paid this year.
Starts a blog ranking all of the live streamers who pay the rent. And they're like, non-honorable mention, my roommate.
Exactly. That's what you had to do.
That's go the indirect route, ladies and gentlemen.
I still think, though, that he shouldn't have had to... Like, I understand that it might have been extreme for him to cut off the stream.
Yeah.
But he should have, the other person should have been paying that rent if it's been a couple times.
Yeah. I'm kind of split.
It depends on if he talked to him beforehand.
Yeah. I'm a little split. Like,
a little
you got
split.
One here, one side here. I need to figure out with
this
story.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I know his streaming is his livelihood, but I feel like I had to make a point about responsibility and consequences. Now I'm sitting here wondering if I went too far. Cutting off someone's internet, especially when it's their job, feels extreme, but then consistently ignoring rent agreements feels disrespectful too. So am I the a-hole here for cutting off my roommate's Wi-Fi during one of his live streams because he's been late on rent again, despite making more than enough money to contribute? There are some relevant comments and an update.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me propose this.
Propose away.
Let's say that OP's roommate sure. was not a streamer.
Yeah.
Was on a big presentation in a Zoom meeting yeah. with his bosses and like potential clients and like this big project that they've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, not even a big project, but like, hey, they're on with their bosses. It's yeah. important work. This is their livelihood.
Like giving tutorials. All right, go ahead.
Never mind. like talking to your bosses yes. on Zoom, yeah. right? And okay. like, hey, I work okay. remote. And then you go and shut off the internet. Would you not feel yeah. just in your gut more quickly to say, oh, you're the a-hole for cutting yeah. off your work with your bosses? I feel like with live streaming, like, oh, it's just a live stream. Like, yeah. but it is actually their livelihood, but they are being, and like, even the way yeah. they're responding to like the, I don't even like the way that they're responding to the stream being shut off. Like, they just kind of seem like a-hole in general, like the streamer person.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really split
Born.
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
yeah, that's fair.
I think maybe both the a-hole.
Yeah, maybe yeah. a little maybe it's both. Well, the a-hole. It's obvious that the streamer is the a-hole for not paying rent.
100%.
But I think, yeah, maybe a little bit of the a-hole on OP's side for the extreme
yeah.
reaction. If they hadn't consistently, or if they hadn't brought it up before in like a mature manner.
Like, cause I feel think. Like you could be like every time, like maybe they get out from the stream, you're like in the living room and you're like, hey, like, rent. Do you have the rent yet?
Rent.
And just saying like yeah. every day, like when he comes out from the stream, like, do you have the rent yet? Do yeah. you have the rent yet? Like, that's yeah. a pretty reasonable, mm-hmm. just being direct and asking that like every once a day when you see yeah. them.
But however, what if they don't do anything? What if they still don't give the rent?
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. When do you take extreme actions?
Like this. I think this is the perfect extreme yeah. action, though.
It is kind of hilarious.
It's yeah, perfect.
It does make an impression.
The only other one would be him walking in on the live stream being like, hey, where's my rent?
Yeah. Oh.
Pay my rent. Yeah. Crab is unfair. Please don't go there.
Holding yeah. up a sign in the background. Yeah. Union Buster.
Yeah. And then like he's like, get out of my room. I was like, not until the rent is paid.
This streamer's a Union Buster.
That would yeah. honestly hurt. That's the next time around. Yeah. If this happens again next month and he turned off the Wi-Fi once, you just go in there and be yeah. like, hey, bro, you pay rent.
Yeah.
I like the protesting in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
There are some relevant comments.
Ooh.
Photo Beers and Teach says, who pays the Wi-Fi bill? OP says he pays the bill for the Wi-Fi, but I have the login. And he doesn't? Why do you have the login?
Maybe he's just like stupid and lazy.
Yeah. Desperate Pass 5701 says, nope, you can't have Wi-Fi if the bills aren't paid. Actions or lack thereof have consequences.
Consequences.
There is an update.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a 1 month later update.
Get it.
Did we pay rent on this yeah. month? Are we 4 months
was
deep?
Was this month the 1 month that he paid? Let's see. You might remember my last post. We do. My roommate is a successful streamer on Kick/Twitch and gets a lot of viewers and makes a lot of money, but is a dick about paying rent.
Ooh.
So I turned the Wi-Fi off during one of his streams because why should he get to stream for free in our house if he's not contributing? After the Wi-Fi cutoff incident, things between Jake and me were tense, to say the least. However, Jake did something unexpected.
Hmm.
He bitched about me and our story with his viewers about the rent issues and the Wi-Fi being cut off, leaving out my identity for privacy, at least. To my utter surprise, he initiated a fundraising event right then and there, asking his audience to help cover his share of the overdue rent.
Oh my God.
Dude, this is where you go to the guy and be like, hey, I will continue to be a dick to you. I will continue to give you things to talk about. Help me with my rent.
I will become your boogeyman.
Yes.
Yeah. To rally the
rant
people.
On about 50%. Me all you want.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so wild.
It's great. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful idea. I think you should.
The response was overwhelming. Not only did his viewers donate enough to cover the overdue rent, but they also contributed enough to cover his share for the next few months.
See?
Jake begrudgingly presented me with his share of the rent the very next day. He acknowledged how his actions, or lack thereof, put us both in a difficult position and promised to be more responsible moving forward. So, am I still the a-hole for how I initially handled the situation, or did this unexpected turn of events shed a new light on the importance of communication and taking responsibility? There's one comment that says, from Specialist Passage, not the a-hole, your roommate is supposed to be an adult and hasn't been paying rent. You got his attention and you got paid. I like how they phrased that last bit of like, am I still the a-hole, or did this new development shed some light, perhaps?
See?
No, maybe I'm the good guy.
Two a-holes don't make one butt cheek, okay? Yeah. You can't You can't just have two people doing something wrong and then it's like, hey, we all learned and grew from it, but
we all
you,
learned a valuable lesson about the power of friendship.
But
here.
You still made the a-hole move. So yeah. I think now at the end of the story,
at the end of the day.
You guys tell me what you think in the comments. Okay. I'm gonna say still both the a-hole on the moves that they did, those initial moves, but they reconciled, and that's great. Yeah. And it looks like all's well that ends well, but those were still both a-hole moves on both sides.
I think Streamer is a little bit more the a-hole, though, because he was a-hole. This was for OP, it was one clear act of a-holery.
Yeah.
Whereas for the Streamer, it was a continuous acts of a-holery.
Who's more the a-hole? Riley, you got an argument to help convince me? Who's more the a-hole?
I want to say the Streamer is more the a-hole.
Yeah.
Because OP was an a-hole, you know, for do the instance. A-hole ends meet, or what is it? The a-holery ends.
Do the ends meet the cheek?
And in a way, OP's a-holery got the roommate more money and saved him, got him out of a fucking hole. The roommate is way more the a-hole than ever. Slightly.
And I think like OP's like pulling the internet, I think that's something that's kind of like a heat of the moment. You can kind of have a lapse in judgment. Yeah. Like, oh, like that was a lapse in judgment, versus if you continually
don't pay
or like are always late on the rent, that is like a long term. You've sat with that decision and continued to not.
Even when he's financially stable.
And who walked away with more? OP walked away with, oh, I need to work on my communication skills more.
Yeah.
The other guy, oh, my room is being
4 months of rent.
And then he's like, he complained. Yeah. And thus, he got the consequences of him complaining to his streamers or his buddies.
Yep.
Or his viewers. He got money out of it.
I figured out how to say it. The ends justify the a-holery.
The ends
that
justify
is what I was
the
trying
a-holery.
To say.
The ends.
Wow. Or on the part of OP.
That's true.
Yeah. Streamer's a-hole.
I would say Streamer's more the a-hole.
Agreed. Motion passed.
But I agree to read this next story.
Quit.
I will. I've been looking for your sorry ass for years, partner. Finally we meet. What's the bounty on me these days? Last poster I saw was 5 stars on Spotify. Wee, you think you can take me alone? I'm the fastest gun in the West. You're a dead man walking. Oh, I know you're tough. I know you're fast, but you forgot about one thing. Oh, yeah? What's that, you snakeskin scoundrel? Hear that noise? That's the OK Gang about to assault your body with precision 5-star reviews. My only weakness! You, the one listening, fire those thumbs right towards this son of a bitch and get us to 5 stars.